For Mary, the Nativity was always about family. In the Nativity, Mary deepens her relationship with her cousin Elizabeth. She saves her marriage to Joseph. And of course, her firstborn son is gifted to her. For the shepherds, the Nativity was all about the music. The sound of the heavens themselves ringing with the good news, the tune of liberation being heard at last by an oppressed people, the noise of God's glorious announcement. For the wise men, the Nativity was about the journey. The struggle of the travel, the upheaval, the fear of Herod's wrath and the joy of the stable's welcome. For the Magi, the story was a journey of running from a despot towards a hope of a better kingdom. But for the animals, the Nativity still smelled terrible. Another night in the same dirt, in the same mud, in the same straw, in the same cold, another night at the bottom of the pile. But for one night, God was close. For some here this evening, Christmas will always be about family. I pray you would know the comfort of that God-given community this Christmas. For some, Christmas will always be about the music. The carols, the candles, the tradition. I pray in the noise you would hear the whisper of God. For some, Christmas would always be a time of upheaval and journeying, of running away from things and running towards other things. I pray you would know his direction. And for those of us for whom Christmas stinks, those who feel dirty or cold, those who feel that the inn has no room for them, I pray you would know Emmanuel, the God who is close. Amen.